My name is Mark Polyakov, and I'm in 8th grade at Albert Einstein Middle School. I'll be reading an excerpt of my story, Rematerialize. This scene takes place in the middle of the story, and the narrator has just woken up in a cell. There were hundreds of electrodes attached to my head and other parts of my body. I instantly noticed something was wrong with me. I couldn't open a Q-Link chat with anybody. I couldn't access the news. I tried to get out from wherever I was, but I noticed something else was also wrong. I was paralyzed. After freaking out for a few minutes, somebody with a Temp Suit Corporation badge appeared above me and pressed a few buttons on a panel next to me. Then I could move again. "Don't move," he said. "Just wait for a minute or two while I get you detached from all this." He removed all the electrodes from everywhere. Then I got up. "What happened? Why am I here? Am I going to be okay? Why can't I chat with anyone?" "Calm down first. Then I'll explain everything." "Okay. Okay. I will make this quick, since I don't have time to explain everything. We've looked at your memories, so I won't tell you anything that you already know. This is pretty bad news. Your rematerialization has failed. Permanently. There's no way, currently, to fix this. This is not a temp suit you're in right now. This is your original body. It's very complicated, why you aren't able to rematerialize, but it has to do with that paradox that your friend told you about. First, the basics of how a temp suit works. When you're born, your brain is copied into an artificial brain, which is put into your first temp suit. Any memories, thoughts, or skills that you acquire while in the temp suit are also mirrored into your original brain. When the temp suit is destroyed, your real brain is mirrored into a brand new artificial brain, which is put into a brand new temp suit. And, when it's destroyed again, the same thing, forever. However, the artificial brains that are in these temp suits are rooted in computers, not biology. The infinite loop that a paradox creates overloads the artificial brains that are in each temp suit, causing them to cut out completely. Computers hate infinite loops. The artificial brains are computers. So, that's what's wrong. We can't just rematerialize you without the paradox in the artificial brain, because we can't cherry-pick specific parts of your brain to be copied to the new artificial one. We have to copy the whole thing. Otherwise, the artificial brain won't link up with your conscience. So, long story made short, you'll just have to live in your original body. You'll figure out the rest quite quickly yourself. Sorry. Then, the floor under me slid away through the building, carrying me on top of it. I tried to run, get back, ask the guy more questions. But there were glass walls all around me, so I couldn't really go anywhere that the sliding floor under me didn't want me to go. Eventually, the sliding floor deposited me outside the building. I looked around and recognized where I was. I was at Munchfalant Central Pressure Train Station. Then, I just went and got on the train that went to my house, just like I would any other day. Everything went normally. I got home. I decided not to tell anyone what had happened.